This is 1A. I'm Jen White in Washington. The House of Representatives is making history, impeaching the president for a second time for his role in last week's insurrection. But what happens to the other lawmakers who helped incite a violent attack on the U.S. Capitol, leaving five dead and many others injured? Should Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley remain in Congress? Should they be allowed to sit on committees investigating the insurrection? Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says no, and he joins us now to explain. Senator Whitehouse, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, even after a mob attacked the Capitol last week, seven senators voted against certifying the election results. They include Republican Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri, Ted Cruz of Texas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Sidney Lummis of Wyoming, Rick Scott of Florida, and John Kennedy of Louisiana. Why have you focused accountability on really specifically three senators, Senators Cruz, Hawley, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin? And we should mention Johnson planned to object to certification, but ultimately did not.
Yeah, let's go back a step first and understand that there were a massive number of crimes and constitutional violations committed on January 6th, and that accountability for those crimes and constitutional violations reaches beyond immediate participation in those events. Everything from aiding and abetting to conspiracy to giving aid and comfort to participants can give rise to secondary liability, accountability. And we are not in a position to be able to trust the Department of Justice to look into our colleagues, because our colleagues are defended from the Department of Justice by constitutional protections like the speech and debate clause. It's the Senate's job to investigate its own members. And because of the very real possibility that the role of some of these senators may have gone beyond simply voting their consciences on a matter of public notice, and may very well have crossed some of those legal lines, somebody's got to have a look at that, and it's got to be the Senate. And in our case, it's the Ethics Committee. So that's the, you asked all the right questions, and we need to find those answers so that we can act appropriately with regard to our colleagues.
Specifically with Senators Cruz, Hawley, and Johnson, are you most concerned about them for specific reasons?
Because of the leadership, if you want to call it that, of their roles. I think they stand out ahead of some of their other colleagues. If there were either aiding and abetting with the groups that were behind this foul incident, it would likely be with them. I would expect that they are the most likely folks to have been involved in that kind of misbehavior. So that's why you start with them, because they've identified themselves as the people who are leading the charge on this, and that makes them the most likely to be involved with the ringleaders of the raid and the assault.
So you mentioned investigation. What is the process you think the Senate should follow right now to first find out whether or not senators were involved in last week's insurrection, and then what steps to take next?
Well, the existing process directs all concerns about violations of law by senators to the Ethics Committee to be investigated and to have a recommendation made to the Senate. Because this is such a unprecedented thing, it would not be out of bounds for the Senate to set up a special committee. But I suspect that we would not do that. I suspect we'll just follow the existing protocol. And in that case, the jurisdiction over this belongs to the Ethics Committee, which has the authority to investigate. And as a legislative investigative body, it is behind the speech and debate clause and has the ability to look at communications, for instance, between the senators and their staffs and the groups and the ringleaders that appear to have been behind this assault on our Capitol.
What does accountability look like for specifically these three senators that you're keeping close watch on?
I've spent a lot of years as a prosecutor, and I don't like getting ahead of myself and assessing what verdicts should be or what penalties or punishments should be before we've completed the investigation. And frankly, we haven't even started an investigation at this point. They run right up under the rules and of the Senate and the traditions of the Senate, right up to expulsion and censure with associated punishments.
What is the legal mechanism to expel fellow lawmakers?
In practice, the Ethics Committee would make a recommendation to the full Senate, and then the Senate would have to vote on that matter in the regular order of the Senate's business.
What are your concerns if Senators Cruz and Hawley remain on the committees overseeing investigations into the insurrection?
Conflict of interest. In the same way that you wouldn't have somebody who was a potential suspect in a criminal investigation sit on a grand jury looking into the matter, you'd want to separate people who may be either targets or subjects or persons of interest in a investigation from the investigative body. And it seems to me pretty obvious that the Judiciary Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, and perhaps Rules Committee are going to be looking into the January 6th incident. And because of conflict of interest, the senators who may very well turn up in that investigation as people who are subject to sanction, they should not be a part of that inquiry.
What would it take to remove them from those committees?
It would simply take Mitch McConnell putting a different slate of members forward. We're in the process right now where each party assembles a list of those that they want on different committees. And it would be as simple as McConnell going to Cruz and Hawley on Judiciary and Johnson on Homeland Security and saying, guys, until this gets sorted out, we're going to put in temporary substitutes for you on these committees.
If that doesn't happen, what's next?
Then the committees are going to have to deal with going forward with members who potentially have a very grave conflict of interest and very mixed motives about getting to the bottom of what took place. Obviously, if the investigation were to reveal that there had been some real misconduct by those senators or others, then their top priority in any such investigation would be to try to cover themselves.
Your fellow Rhode Island delegate in the House, David Cicilline, sponsored the article of impeachment against President Trump. He's receiving threats this week. How concerned are you about the safety of your colleagues, your own safety, and the future of violence in D.C. and around the U.S.?
Well, we had a briefing yesterday by the folks responsible for security for the inauguration. And because a lot of it is law enforcement sensitive, I can't get into any details. But suffice it to say that they are very concerned with an unprecedented level of threat and chatter, particularly out there in social media. And of course, the problem for law enforcement when you're dealing with chatter on social media is that it's very hard to separate out who's just an idiot who's making noise and venting themselves and showing off for their buddies, and who is actually planning something lethal. And that's the challenge that they face.
Well, I know we have to let you go in a few minutes, but that leads me to my next question. We'll be talking about Twitter and Facebook and now YouTube banning President Trump from their platforms. What are your thoughts about that decision on the part of these massive tech companies?
Well, at the end of the day, they are private companies, and they get to decide when they don't care to provide their service to people. And in this case, where you have a president who is actively fomenting violence and insurrection and does not appear to be completely sound mind as to understanding what the facts are around his defeat. The idea that they would want to withdraw their platform from him seems to me to be extremely reasonable. In fact, it would be pretty culpable on their part to continue to allow their platform to broadcast the really dangerous falsehoods that are emanating from this man in the waning days of his administration.
We've only got about 30 seconds here, but quickly, we've been seeing reports from the Capitol, representatives refusing to pass through metal detectors to try to ensure the safety of our Congress people. I'm just curious whether or not you are hopeful in this moment.
Yeah, very. I think that perhaps the spell is broken now that we've seen this appalling violence and where this path of lies and propaganda can lead, that we all collectively, or at least a great number of us, all collectively take a step back and say, this isn't the America that we want, and let's do a reset.
That's Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. He wants to bar Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley from any committees investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He's also calling for an investigation into the roles these lawmakers played in the attack. Senator, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Jen.
I'm Jen White. This is 1A from WAMU and NPR.